It's a travesty of the whole tender process that runs these things. But look, this is in the process, in the purview of the administration of Parliament. So it's not something which is really happening in our full play. But now that it has come to light, we think that the standing rules and orders should explain to us how such a thing happens. And certainly, the clerk of Parliament and all the people involved in this tender process ought to explain to us how such a glaring error could happen, such that a theft on a grand scale can occur, an attempted theft on a grand scale can occur under their watch. I can assure you that as we get back to Parliament this week, the first thing that we are going to be inquiring about is this scandal. It's really scandalous. But at a time when members of Parliament don't have offices, don't have stationery, don't have assistants, don't have offices in their constituencies, the salary scales for members of Parliament is below par, someone can propose to steal 10 or 20 times more than the price of a simple computer. It boggles the mind, and it shows us that Zimbabwe is really going down the drain at an alarming scale.
Yes, so what is supposed to happen now that this thing has come out in the open?
On our part as members of Parliament, it's where we will have to raise it in Parliament and propose that there be a committee set up to inquire into this scandal so that an explanation, an investigation is done, an explanation made, and obviously recommendations be made about fixing the problem and also dealing with the country.
But do you see any kind of, inroads in terms of blocking or stopping this kind of a tender? And even corruption itself.
No, the tender certainly has to be stopped. And if you saw the letter by Treasury, it did indicate that Treasury has the power to stop the tender and indicated that it indeed will stop. There's no way that a grand theft of that scale can be allowed to continue. But what I'm saying is that we need to investigate how, in the first place, we will end up with such a tender award when we have processes and institutions that are supposed to rationalize the tender process. There certainly would have been companies which had a reasonable tender. How is it that those companies were awarded those tenders? And how is it that someone who was certainly overpriced a computer not only 2 times more, but 10 times, 20 times more than the value of a computer is awarded that kind of tender? It's really scandalous. It warrants an investigation and it warrants recommendations so that those who are responsible are punished.